It's Christmas morning, and the Barclays are really enjoying it. Right now, they're in the middle of opening presents. But I have a feeling a really big surprise is waiting for them this day.
Honey, you better open this one. It's film. It's film.
Oh, not, yeah, right.
Come on, Dad. Before. Open this one. Here, George, open this one.
All right, all right, all right. Let me see here. This paper. Oh, Mary. You shouldn't have. But I'm glad you did. Wow, a new overcoat. I mean, it's exactly what I wanted. You're wonderful, hon. Here.
Well, it's from all of us.
Well, thanks to all of you, babe.
Mom, Dad, these earrings are so beautiful.
Well, we're glad you like them, sweetheart. Now, they're not toys, you know. You have to take care of them.
Oh, I will. How'd you know that's what I wanted?
Well, maybe little hints, like the way you stopped dead in your tracks and stared at them in the window at Fishbein's Jewelers every time we went to the mall.
Huh? I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah?
Well, maybe just a little. Thank you. I'm going to go try them on right now. Oh, wow! Oh, wow!
What is it, Jimmy?
It's a 375 remote control Doom Buggy with turbo power and turbo speed action. It's the best one out there! This is incredible!
This is just a guess, Mary, but I'd say Jimmy is just a little excited, wouldn't you? Huh?
Oh, just a tad.
Can we go out and try it then, huh, please?
Sure, come on, let's do it.
It's awfully cold out there. Why don't you wait till it warms up a little?
Oh, we'll be okay. Besides, it'll give me a chance to use my new coat and you a chance to make us some hot chocolate.
I thought so. Ooh, speaking of making things, I better get started on the turkey. We are going to have the best Christmas dinner ever.
Sounds great. Come on, Jimmy, get your coat on. Let's try out that new turbocharged dune buggy, huh?
All right!
Boy, you really handled that thing well, Jimmy.
Yeah. Joey Benson has one, and I've been practicing.
Eh?
His isn't as good as this one, though. It's a lot smaller, and it doesn't go as fast.
Whoa! That thing really flies. It even sounds like a real dune buggy. Hey, don't let it go out in the streets.
Okay. There. Stops on a dime.
Incredible! Hey, can I try it?
Well, I don't know.
Jimmy!
Oh, okay.
What do you think? I'm gonna hurt it or something?
Come on. No, it's just kind of tricky, that's all. If you're not used to it, it can get away from you.
Jimmy, I've been driving a car since long before you were even born. I mean, I think I can handle a remote-controlled... Joy!
Hey, whoa! Look out for those trash cans!
Try it!
Turn right!
I'm sorry!
Don't hit the dog!
Okay, the wrong handle.
Dad, watch out for the old shed!
I know, Jimmy, I know.
It's gonna crash! Stop it!
The steering lever is stuck!
Dad!
Well, that was quite a ride, huh? See, I got the lever unstuck. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
It's all right, Dad. Just remember this the next time I do something dumb.
I'm sure your buggy's okay, son. I mean, it seemed to be built pretty solid.
Yeah. It said on the box the company uses only the very best plastic.
Well, if it is broken, we'll get it fixed, okay?
Okay. If I can find it. Oh, there it is. Looks like it only has a couple of scratches on it.
Oh, good.
Dad, what's the matter?
Just a cinch. Listen.
Is that the Jenkins cat?
Yeah, I think so. Looks like he got himself locked in the shed again. Come on, let's get him out.
All right, Fluffy, we're coming!
You know, it's a good thing for you it's Christmas, cat. Oh, my word.
Dad, that's not Fluffy. That's a baby.
Hush, little one.
Look at this old cloth wrapped around it.
Yeah, well, at least whoever left it here had the decency to put it in your old cradle instead of on the floor. What's this world coming to? I mean, why would anyone abandon a little baby?
He hasn't been abandoned.
What? Who are you?
I'm Chris, and this is Elizabeth.
The child is ours.
Have some more hot chocolate, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Mary. It's very good.
Oh, your baby is so cute.
Hey, his name is Zachariah.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a Zach. Can I call him Zach?
If you wish.
Hi, you little Zach.
Why were you in our shed?
To get out of the snow.
Yeah, well, I guess that was a pretty dumb question, wasn't it? What I meant was, don't you have a home?
Not here.
Well, where do you come from?
Far away. We're going back.
But we needed shelter for the night.
Why didn't you just stay in a hotel?
Well, we have no money.
George, could I see you for a minute?
Sure, honey. You folks just help yourselves to more hot chocolate.
Well, thank you, George.
Jimmy, honey, why don't you bring in that bowl of fruit from the kitchen?
Okay, Mom. How old is Zach, Elizabeth?
He's 2 months old.
He's really good.
What do you think?
Looks like they're just what they appear to be, a homeless couple passing through Odyssey. I guess they just got caught in the snow and decided to camp out in their shed for the night.
Poor things. George, do they seem, well, rather odd to you?
You notice too, huh?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, it's not anything in particular, it's just them in general.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but they kind of give me the willies.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But what are we going to do with them?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Listen.
No family or relatives.
Well, what about friends?
We don't know yet.
We're always looking for good friends.
Well, hey, we could be your friends.
Well, we'd like that, Jimmy.
Oh, boy.
George, I don't want to be cruel, but I am very uncomfortable with the idea of them staying here. I mean, we don't know who they are or where they've been or anything. I don't want to end up as a statistic in the morning paper.
I agree, Mary. It's not like we have a whole lot of room anyway, but that still doesn't solve our immediate problem. What do we do with them?
Well, aren't there agencies or something set up to help people like this?
I don't know. Wait, I just thought of someone who knows. Whit.
Aw, George, I don't want to bother Whit on the holiday, especially with this whole family here and all.
Well, he's the one who knows about all the agencies. Besides, the alternative is that they stay here.
Well, go ahead and call him.
All right. But in the meantime, you better get over there before Jimmy and Donna decide to adopt them or something.
Okay. Oh, why do these things always seem to happen at Christmas?
Boy, everything smells great, Mary.
Well, it'll all be ready in a couple of minutes. I hope everybody's hungry.
How can I help?
Well, we'll do most of the food buffet style in the kitchen.
All right.
I know. Why don't you and the kids set the table?
No sooner said than done, my dear.
Jimmy, Donna, come help your father set the table.
Okay, Mom. But I'm right in the middle of a hot game of Zappasoid Snoop.
You have the rest of the afternoon for that, Jimmy. Come on.
Yes, sir.
You want to use the good stuff, Mary?
Well, of course. It's Christmas.
All right.
It's a good thing those people from this morning aren't still here. After Jimmy ruined the good silver in the dishwasher, we only have 4 complete settings left.
What do you care about silverware? You eat with your fingers.
Jimmy, hold on. All right, you two. That's enough.
Where did Whit end up taking those people anyway, George?
Back to his house.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he said he had an extra room set up for just this kind of situation. And after the holiday, I guess he said he'd make sure they got to the proper authorities.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I kind of liked them. Their baby was really cute.
Well, I'm glad we were able to help them in some small way.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how we're doing here. Looks pretty good, kids, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, just in time, because here comes the turkey.
All right.
Great,
that looks super.
Come on, everybody. Sit down.
Sit. Give me a seat here. All right, everybody comfortable?
Yeah.
All right, listen up. You know, I think we would all agree that God has blessed us richly this year, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
And if you remember what happened this time last year, how everything was stolen and everyone shared what they had with us, well, I can really see how God has taken care of us.
It was so wonderful how selfless everyone was, giving up their own Christmas to spend time with us.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, with that in mind, before we say the prayer and eat, I just want to take a minute and read the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. I just think it's a good idea for us to not forget what this holiday is really about. Okay, let's see here. In those days, Caesar Augustus decreed that a census should be taken of the whole Roman world. So Joseph went up from Nazareth to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he was one of the house and line of David. He went there with Mary, his fiancée, who was expecting a child. While they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Oh, boy.
Sounds a lot like what happened here this morning, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess we kind of botched it,
Yeah.
How could we do such a thing? We were shown so much kindness last year when we were in need, and now when somebody turns to us for help, the best we can do is shuffle them off on wit. What have we done?
We've shuffled Jesus off onto wit. That's what we've done. Remember that verse in Matthew where the Lord says, "To the extent that you didn't help the least of these, you didn't help me"?
Well, maybe we can still help them.
What are you doing?
I'm calling wit. We're going to get those people back here and treat them like we should have in the first place.
Really? All right.
Well, if we're going to have them back, they'll need a place to sleep.
Hey, well, they can use my room. I love sleeping on the couch.
Okay. You know, I have some old clothes that would fit Elizabeth to a T, and one of your father's old suits would look great on Chris.
Oh, don't you still have a lot of our old baby clothes stashed in a trunk up in the attic?
Yeah.
Maybe some of them would fit Zach. Yeah, and we could give him my old cradle.
Oh, there's so much to do.
Shh, it's ringing. Hello, Whit? Yeah, George Barkley here. Listen, I feel really terrible about foisting those people on you this morning. It wasn't a very Christian thing to do, to you or to them, so if it's all right, I'm going to come over and bring them back. What? They are? When? Yeah, all right, I will. And you do the same. Okay, goodbye.
What is it, George?
Did something happen to Chris and Elizabeth, Dad?
Yeah, and little Zach?
Something's happened, all right. The three of them have disappeared. They're gone.
Where did the family go? Find out when our adventure continues, right after this. And now the conclusion of today's adventure.
What?
They're gone?
All three of them?
Yes. They vanished.
Well, how? I mean, what happened?
Whit doesn't know for sure. He said that after I left, he showed them to the room and gave them some fresh clothes and then left them alone. And when he looked in on them a little while later, they were gone.
They didn't steal anything,
no,
did they?
No, everything was still there, even the clothes Whit gave them. In fact, Whit said the room didn't even look like it had been touched.
Wow. Maybe we should call the police.
And tell them what? I mean, they're not exactly missing persons. They're not members of our family. We don't even know their last name.
Well, then, what should we do?
I don't know that we can do anything.
Oh, isn't that what got us into this mess in the first place?
We've got to find them, Dad.
Donna, they've probably been gone for hours by now. Whit said he'd looked all over and couldn't find them. What makes you think we'd do any better? Besides, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, we need to try, George. I can't bear the thought of that baby being out in the cold like this.
Please, Dad.
Yeah, come on, please.
Well, maybe they haven't gotten too far. All right, we can start right near Whit's house. Come on, get your coats on, everybody. Let's go.
Come on. Bye.
Well, we've been at this for 2 hours now, and we haven't seen any sign of them.
Let's keep looking just a little while longer. They've got to be here somewhere.
I don't know. We've looked just about everywhere.
Hey, there's a street we haven't gone down.
Yeah, that leads to a pretty bad section of town, Jimmy.
But that might be where they are, Dad.
All right. We'll try.
Wow. I've never been down here before.
No, and you shouldn't ever come down here alone either. Well, so far it looks pretty deserted. Mary, you've been awfully quiet for a while. Are you all right?
Oh, I was just thinking. I wonder if we're not messing up again.
What do you mean?
Well, I think it's great that we're searching for these people. But why exactly are we searching for them? I mean, what's the reason behind it?
Because we want to help them.
But why?
Because we didn't help them this morning, and we feel really bad about it.
That's right, because we felt really bad about it. You know, I get the feeling we want to help these people, not so much because they need it, but because we want to ease our guilty conscience. We're not thinking about them at all. We're still thinking about ourselves.
Mary, as long as they're helped, what difference does it make?
Maybe none to them. But it should make a lot of difference to us. I mean, sure, we're doing the right thing here, but for the wrong reason. Shouldn't we be trying to do the right thing for the right reason?
What do you suggest?
Well, so far, we've been depending only on ourselves to find these people. I think we've left someone out.
You're absolutely right, Mary. And we need to take care of that right now. Let me pull over. Father God, we know we've blown it pretty badly today. But we also know that you're the God who can take defeat and turn it into victory. Father, we do want to find our three visitors from this morning, but more than that, we want to do your will in this situation. Show us the way, Father. Lead us to where you want us to be and help us to bring glory to you. In your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, well, let's see if we can...
Hey, look! It's them!
Where?
Down at the end of the block! See, they're rounding the corner into that alley!
It is them!
Oh, go, George!
All right. Whoa, the road's kind of slick.
Well,
the alley's too narrow for the car. We'll have to go it on foot. Come on, everybody, get out. Come on. Let's get the doors. All right, come on, Jimmy, you come with me.
Don't forget to lock the doors.
All right. Jimmy, stay close.
And everybody, stick together now.
I see them. They're at the end of the alley. Hey, you guys, wait up.
We went around another corner. Come on, you guys.
Hey.
Whoa.
It's a dead end. There's nobody here. But we all saw them turn the corner.
It was the only way they could turn. This is really weird.
Hey, Dad, guys, over here, down the stairwell.
What?
What are you all doing down there? Come on up here.
We didn't mean any harm, honest.
We just wanted to get out of the cold.
Not them.
Oh.
My name is Andy, and this is my wife, Leanne, and our little boy, Nathaniel. Please don't have us arrested.
We're not going to have you arrested. It's just that... Did you see anybody go through here a few seconds ago?
Yeah, a couple like you with a baby.
No, ma'am. We've only been here for about 10 minutes, but we didn't see nobody.
We just got in.
Well, this is really incredible. How could our people just vanish that way?
Maybe they didn't. Leanne, you say you just got into Odyssey?
Yes, ma'am. We're headed for California, but somebody took our money.
This being Christmas, everything is closed. I'm going to look for work tomorrow morning, but I didn't think anybody'd mind if we stayed in this stairwell tonight.
We've met a lot of bad people on this trip. We've been praying that God would send some good ones our way.
Well, we don't want to cause any trouble. We'd better be moving on. Come on, Leanne.
Oh, no. You'll do no such thing.
You mean we can stay here?
No. We mean you're coming home with us.
With you? No, we couldn't impose.
You're not imposing.
Certainly not.
Yeah, we've already got everything set up for
you. That's
right. Come on.
You do? But why?
Well, I know this is going to sound strange, but we were, well, sort of expecting you.
Yeah.
But how?
It's a long story. We'll explain it on the way back to the house, if you'll come with us, that is. What do you say?
Please.
Well... All right, I guess.
Okay. Great, come on, the car's this way.
Yeah, we've got a nice big fire.
This is so nice of you folks. You really are an answer to prayer.
So are you, Leanne. So are you.
Ephesians 2:10 says, "For you are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good works which God prepared in advance for you to do." I think the Barclays really understand that verse now, and I think they realize that true charity sometimes means more than just pointing someone in the right direction. It also means sacrifice. Well, that's it for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.